The Johor Bahru Singapore Rapid Transit System, or RTS Link, is scheduled to begin operation by December 2026. This is easily one of the most significant cross-border infrastructure projects in our region. Once completed, it will connect Woollen North in Singapore directly to Bukit Jangga in Johor Bahru, with a travel time of just 5 to 6 minutes, compared to the current peak hour congestion at the causeway. This is a game changer, in my opinion. Most discussions so far have focused on how the RTS will boost property prices in Johor Bahru. But today, I want to flip the question around. What does the RTS mean for Singapore property market? Will it lead to a property exodus from Singapore to Johor Bahru? Here, let us find out more. Let's start with HDB flats. HDB price in Singapore have long been supported by very strong fundamentals. New household formation, senior downsizing, and demand from new citizens as well as permanent residents. Here, according to Department of Statistics figures, Singapore will grant around 21,000 new citizens and about 33,000 PR each year. Let's be real, a huge proportion of these PR are Malaysians. Traditionally, many of them will buy HDB resale flat from the open market. But here, let's be honest, Singapore property is not cheap. Today, a typical HDB flat in Woollen can cost around 380,000 for the 3-room flat and 480,000 for the 4-room flat. And don't forget, many of these flats are already left with roughly half their leases. Yamogaucho. Now, let's put things into perspective. With about 450,000 Sing dollar, what can you buy in Johor Bahru? Well, you could own a unit at the very expensive INF Princess Cove Phase 2 for around 860,000 RM, which is roughly 280,000 Sing dollar. That still leaves you with roughly 170,000 Sing dollar, enough to buy a brand new BMW in Malaysia at 300,000 RM, and still have extra spare cash. On typical day, you will travel to Singapore via public transport. On weekend, you will drive your Palma around. So naturally, many Malaysian PRs may hesitate to buy a HDB flat in Singapore or even give up owning one entirely. The logic becomes very simple. Make money in Singapore, spend money in Malaysia, having the best of both worlds. For your information, I'm one very good example. I'm also living the Malaysia lifestyle, except that I hold a red passport. Abang, kita semua kawan. Will this lead to an exodus that affects HDB prices? Here, the impact should not be underestimated. While exact numbers are hard to pin down, estimators suggest that close to 100,000 Malaysians have become Singapore citizens in the last 10 years. Even a small behavioural shift can have ripple effect into the resale market. Now, let's talk about rental. Many Malaysian tenants have already moved back to Johor Bahru after the post-COVID rental surge. The RTS will likely accelerate this trend. Currently, HDB room rental range from $800 to $1,500 per month, depending on location. For the same amount, you can easily rent out an entire 2-bedroom unit in Johor, travel daily via the RTS, and still enjoy a better quality of life. So the question is, why wouldn't they? For HDB owners renting out their flats to Malaysian tenants, I believe we'll see a clear decline in demand. Rental rate will come under pressure, especially in the northern region, and slowly spread to the rest of Singapore. If rental decline, this will have an impact to our seniors, to even investors. Do I talk sense here? After all, Malaysians comprise a significant portion of tenants in the rental market. What about private condominiums? The impact should be less severe. Most Malaysian PRs typically start with HDB flats. Those buying private condominiums are usually PRs who have been in Singapore for a very long time, upgrading, investing, or settling down permanently. That having said that, we cannot ignore the growing appeal of Johor landed homes and new condo development that could potentially suck away demand locally. Let me give you an example. In Singapore, 1 million might get you a 99 years 1-bedroom unit in the suburb. Price keep rising, often without clear logic. Many Singaporeans are frustrated with the ever-increased property prices. Buying Johor for the same $1 million can buy you a brand new semi-detached house. Will Singaporeans be tempted? Absolutely yes. And many will say, 1 million only, even I lose a bit, it's still okay. Next, let's talk about retail. With seamless daily travel, Singaporeans may increasingly shop, dine, and spend leisure time in Johor, simply because it's cheaper and offer greater variety. DBS has already forecast a retail spending leakage of 1.5 to 2.1 billion to Johor in the medium term. Personally, I think this number could grow to 2.5 or even 3 billion, especially if property purchase are included. While this may be a small number to Singapore's total retail economy, heartland shops and suburb malls will feel the pressure. Rental rates could decline. Valuation, especially for older HDB shophouse with decaying lease, may soften further. Suburb malls are already facing headwinds from e-commerce. Add to that, the RTS into the equation. Confirm mati liao. That said, these malls wouldn't disappear. They likely pivot towards F&B focusing on food to stay relevant. Everyone need to makan, right? Now, let's move on to industrial space. Let's compare apple to apple. A freehold fretted factory in Mandai, about 1,004 square feet, recently was sold for 1.1 million. In Johor, a freehold newly built double-story standalone factory for about 5,000 square feet cost roughly 3.4 million RM, or about 1 million Sing dollar. The cost savings are massive, my friend. Yes, I know. Some will say, you can't compare like that. I agree. And that's exactly what many businesses have already shipped production, warehousing and logistics to Johor, while keeping only a small office space or footprint in Singapore. Here, will the RTS directly impact Singapore industrial prices? I think let's don't rule that out yet. But the bigger story is the Johor-Singapore Special Economic Zone, spanning over 3,500 square kilometers, four times the size of Singapore. If you're a business owner with 1 billion Sing dollar to invest in a factory, where will you put your money in? I think the answer is pretty obvious. The RTS link is more than just a transport project. It marked a major inflection point in how Singapore and Johor integrate economically. In Singapore, the most immediate effect may be felt in HDB resale demand, rental market, retail space, and industrial space, only after 2027 onwards. Here, the biggest question. If Singaporeans, especially seniors and young families, start settling in Johor in large numbers, could our heartland be hollowed out? What does this mean for Singapore's long-term economy and social fabric? Can we still celebrate SG100 the way we imagine today? I honestly have to cross my finger. The RTS reflects a deeper regional integration, similar to what we see between Hong Kong and Shenzhen. On my most recent trip to Shenzhen, I flew into Hong Kong, took a ferry, and completely bypassed the city itself. So, here the most uncomfortable question. Will Singapore one day be bypassed too? Simply because we are too expensive to live in and nothing to see. Has the RTS already start eroding our competitive edge? Or has that happened long ago? Let me know what you think in the comments below. And if you found this video useful, remember to like, follow and subscribe. And share with your friends too. Singaporeans should know. That's all. Take care.